Center.
That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. Nick Dalton, who plans to renew the war between the states and take over the government, has given Tennessee the slip. Thus, his first thought is for the safety of Sandy and Rod Roberts. But before brother and sister can be sent packing to San Antonio, Tennessee and Cookstove learn from Joshua Masters that Dalton has taken another step towards inciting war. As a result of Dalton's lying, Del Rio partisans have vowed to battle federal troops coming from San Antonio to replace those killed during Dalton's raid on Camp Hudson.
Dalton plays his cards right, Cookstove. And he can work them Del Rio boys up to doing battle with them federal troops coming from San Antonio.
No, the war's over, Tennessee. Nobody's got any reason for attacking government troops now.
Dalton gets them Del Rio boys riled enough, Cookstove. They'll be spiling for battle. Listen, we can catch Dalton in time. War'll break out sure enough.
We'll never do it, Tennessee. Dalton's trying to rile hotheads on both sides, ain't he?
Of course he is, Cookstove. Don't you see? He's playing both ends against the middle.
Well, that's like burning a candle at both ends. Don't work.
It's working for Dalton, Cookstove. Because killing off Camp Hudson soldiers is a sure way to bring reinforcements from San Antonio.
Well, of all the poor notions, killing off United States soldiers at Camp Hudson just so others had come from San Antonio to take the place.
That's Dalton's way of working, Cookstove. By lying to them boys at Del Rio, he's got them spiling for battle. Because he's convinced them Camp Hudson was northern doings.
And I suppose he's got soldiers coming from San Antonio just to convince them he's right.
Wrong, Cookstove. He's got them coming so them boys from Del Rio have a target for their anger.
Now, wait a minute, Tennessee. If Dalton can play both ends against the middle, like you say, and rile them boys to where they'll tangle with federal troops, that means war.
Yeah, Cookstove. And the only way to prevent that is stop the man what's stirring up hatred on both sides. And stop him before Southern forces attack federal troops.
It won't work, I tell you. It won't work. Dalton's too smart a hombre to get himself caught. Not this late in the game.
It's gotta work, Cookstove. We gets Miss Sandy, Rod, and Joshua headed for San Antonio, then picks up the new sheriff in Sonora. Dalton has gotta be found, or North and South starts fighting again.
We've got to find Nick Dalton quick before he starts a war. And since we don't know where he is, that is an awful sure.
Will Tennessee succeed in capturing Nick Dalton before the Del Rio group, under false provocation, attacks the federal forces en route from San Antonio? We'll learn his next move in just 1 minute. Gang, just try a creamy, smooth slice of tip-top bread with jelly. Believe this, old country boy, you've never known bread and jelly could taste so good. You see, enriched tip-top bread is baked by a special, gentle kneading method no other bread has that fills it with rich, wheaty flavor, makes it smooth as velvet. Tip Top is so creamy, tender, so delicious, you'll raid the pantry often for soft, tempting slices plain or in sandwiches or as sunny golden toast. Every loaf of enriched Tip Top bread gives you 3 B vitamins, food iron, protein for muscles, plus more energy per ounce than most meats. Look for the star in wrapper for better bread tonight. It sure is tip-top. Sandy Roberts is now safely on her way to San Antonio with young Rod and Joshua Masters as escorts. So Tennessee and Cookstove lose no time in joining Snake Edwards and Jose Rosita at the office of Sonora's new sheriff.
Snake and Jose still there, Cookstove. They horses is tied to the hitching rack.
Oh, Rocker. Oh, boy.
Smoky Feller. Oh, boy.
I tell you, Tennessee, we ain't going to be able to stop Nick Dalton.
You sure don't raise a feller's spirits none, Cookstove. But maybe so you feel happier when we learn what the sheriff done found out.
Seems like we just in time for a good laugh, Tennessee.
Shh, Cookstove. Let's see what's causing it.
Now you two lay off. Here, trouble is brewing, and you're making fun of my new title.
Hogwash, I tell you. There ain't a frazzling thing to be done till Tennessee and Cookstove shows up. Now, is they, deputy?
Dagnabbit, Snake. It ain't deputy no more. I's the sheriff, duly elected by the honest voters of Sonora.
Plain as day, the deputy, he is sheriff. But the sheriff, he have no name. He's very funny, no?
Of course I got a name. It's just that I don't cotton to it. So how'd you like to be named Reginald Percival Thwaites?
For a handy gunslinger like you, that is an awful name, Deputy.
Sheriff, Snake. It's a genuine sheriff now. And I aims to be called by my full title.
But it's got to be sheriff something, else how's folks going to know which sheriff we means?
Well, senor, we could call him Sheriff Sweet. No?
Yeah, of course we could, Jose. And for a sort of pet name, we could refer to the gent as Sweetie. Or we could call him Sheriff Percy, short for Percival. Sheriff Percy Sweet. Sheriff Percy.
Hey, hombre. Who you think you're kicking in the seat of the pants? Huh?
Si, hombre. Jose, he does not permit the kicking in the pants of the plain snake.
Then lay off making fun of my calling name. And I ain't fooling.
All right. But kick old snake one more time, and I'll pull that leg off and beat your head in with it. And I ain't fooling.
Si. And Jose, he pull off the leg, too. And Jose, he's not pulling, too.
Make a deal, then. I won't kick Snake in the pants if and you both quit making fun of my calling name.
Senor, that is how you say. That is the deal, no?
All right. Forget about your name. It's a deal.
Now, that's plumb decent to you fellas. Everybody will be happy as long as you refer to me as sheriff.
Now we're right back where we started. Sheriff what?
Why not make it Sheriff T?
Yeah, what's wrong with... Who said that?
Yeah, good for you, Tennessee. Now we can forget this here and get down to business.
After all, there's no reason a gent can't change his name. Besides, Sheriff Tate ain't too far off from Wheat.
Gents? From now on, when you're speaking of me, say...
Sheriff Tate!
That's the idea. Like that a heap better.
Now, let's forget foolishness and see if and we can find Nick Dalton quick as we give Sheriff a new name.
Find him quicker, Tennessee. It's more accurate that way.
How do you mean, Sheriff?
Well, less than the deputy I sent out can talk him out of fighting, Tennessee. Them Del Rio boys is on the warpath already.
Can't wait for his report, Sheriff. We gotta catch Nick Dalton. And catch him before Southern forces meet Federal troops in open battle. Let's ride.
That's what I say, Tennessee. Hey, everybody outside and mount up. Yeah.
Come on.
Hold it, gents.
Huh?
Here comes the rider now, Sheriff. He the one you sent out?
Yeah, Tennessee. Maybe so. He's got news.
If any has, he ain't in much shape to spill it. Looks like he's been gun-whipped.
Ho, horse, ho, ho! Easy. Give me a hand, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Poor devil's about done for.
Get him out of the saddle.
That's it.
There, huh?
Look at that. Gents, there's no telling who jumped this poor devil. Dalton's a bunch of Southern sympathizers.
Either way, Tennessee, it's a sure sign trouble we're expecting is done here.
Trouble, worries on my mind. Fate sure has been unkind.
Uh-oh. The scout, ordered by Sheriff Tate to pacify the angry Southern sympathizers, returns to his boss badly manhandled. Does this mean war is inevitable? We'll find out in just 60 seconds. Neighbor, it's Dollars the Donuts. You will have all your pals strong behind you when you say Tip Top is keen. This bread that brings you Tennessee Jed is different from other breads. It's the only bread baked by gentle kneading so that each slice is as delicious and smooth as tempting homemade. Double-check me on that by sampling your own soft, smooth, tip-top sandwich, your own piece of crispy, golden tip-top toast. And remind the family, this dandy bread gives you tip-top food value, too. It's enriched with food iron and 3 B vitamins to meet Uncle Sam's own high standards. At your food store, the stars are your guide to better bread, so look for the red star in wrapper for enriched Tip Top. Tennessee races against time in his efforts to revive the nearly unconscious deputy, who upon arrival was too spent to tell of his experience.
Deputy's coming around now. How about it, feller? Can you talk yet?
Them Southern sympathizers from Del Rio tried to head him off, like the sheriff said.
But they wouldn't listen. Is that it?
Yeah. So as a deputy, I ordered them to lay down their arms.
And they wouldn't?
No. They gun-whipped me and knocked me out of the saddle. Just before I passed out, I seen them pounding leather for San Antone.
What did I tell you, Tennessee? Them Del Rio Southern sympathizers is riled. And there's no stopping them.
If and they ain't no way, Cookstove. Nick Dalton's in a fair way to taking over this country. Because if them boys does battle with federal troops, sure you're born. There's a war on.
So Southern forces ride forth to battle with federal troops on the way from San Antone, and all efforts to stop them seem in vain. Can Tennessee persuade them to listen to reason, or capture Nick Dalton before the two forces meet in mortal combat? This is Layman Cameron Gang asking you to be sure and tune in again tomorrow at this same time for another exciting chapter in the thrilling adventures of Tennessee Jed. For better sandwiches, let the wrapper with the stars guide you to better bread. It's more delicious Tip Top.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.